Okay. Quiet in the studio. Gosh, do you hear that? That's silence.
Silence. Beautiful.
That means that the raven is not here.
Hey. Oh, God.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
Pop the champagne.
Okay. Quiet in the studio.
Sorry.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is AbFab, a.k.a. Jonathan Starkey, with that wonderful digital pub called Cheshire Matters. And I am delighted to tell you that the Raven is not here this evening. Hey, right, yeah, caca. All right, so...
Sad.
Yeah, well, it's sad in one way because it really takes away from the fact that we can't insult him to his face. But there you go. But we do have that wonderful man, Statsman, a.k.a. Mark Hartley. Say hello, sir.
Greetings, Earthlings. Hope everyone is all right.
Well, it is Earthlings at the moment. We are sky high with certain things that are going on in Manchester and Liverpool coming soon. Anyway, say hello, the Gazelle, a.k.a. Trevor Nichols. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir, and good evening to all our wonderful listeners.
Indeed. All five of them. Because if Steve's not listening, well, then that makes it four. You don't know. I am talking about 4,000. But anyway. Right. And look, we've still got music after the introductions. Isn't that wonderful?
If this works well, he looks like he's sacked.
Sacked. Yeah, he never had a job in the first place. He just kept on hanging around and getting into our Zoom. I don't know how he does it. I mean, because he claims he knows nothing about technology, but he always manages to get into the conversation.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, maybe he's like sort of, you know, keep it simple, stupid, and he just plays stupid. Okay.
I'm actually missing him already.
Without it.
I'm not. No way. No way. Right, first roundup. And the first story this evening is, you know, we're talking about what's going on with Donald Trump. And a New York judge rules that Trump's company engaged in fraud and refuses to dismiss, you know, the case. And her name is Letitia James and it's $250 million lawsuit. I mean, they're just hounding that guy, aren't they?
It's anything, isn't it?
Anything. They just want to try and get rid of him. And
like the Warrington Guardian with me all over again.
Really? I mean, you know, we're not talking about $250 million in your case, are we?
No, 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 £2.50.
All right. And what about Sunak? He vows to end the war on motorists. And he's going to do it.
I've not heard that one.
He's going to do it with a parking app as well. I can't work this guy out. But anyway, we're going to be talking about him, you know, later on. But apparently he's announced in his pledges last night that he's going to be saving motorists from having to download multiple smartphone applications for different locations. Now, how are the older generation who who don't use... smartphones.
Oh,
I mean, if you see them, some of these people have got those phones with the big buttons on it, as if they're like Mr. Magoo or Mrs. Magoo, you know, one way or another. They can't, they just don't use them. So how are they going to be able to get down with Mr. Sunak and his new parking app? You know,
I can see lots of money being spent here on a universal super app that does it all. That never actually works. A bit like that train thing.
Test and trace.
Just two. Oh, test and trace. Hey, Chester. Well, it'd be another big waste of money, whatever it is. It'd be naff.
Well, I just don't know that this guy's wasting so much of our money.
Yeah, my phone's full anyway. I don't want any more apps. I'm done.
You don't want any more apps?
No, I'm actually deleting them.
All right. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
There is such a thing, you know, as a phone. It's called the light phone, and it has hardly anything on it. And its whole advertising spiel is that it is to get your life back. so that the phone is only for calling and maybe texting.
He can't function because everyone needs an app.
That's right, you know. Anyway, Lawrence Fox, what's everybody heard about him lately? I mean, obviously he's been cancelled or dismissed from GB News. Although that might not be the case. I mean, he's been suspended, I think is the word.
He's only been suspended. And they're all suspended on full pay. So do we not see something going on here? I wouldn't mind a few weeks off on full pay.
Well, yeah. And I mean, especially during the party conferences. I mean, why is it that they wanted to get him out of the situation?
Oh, it's all one-sided. They were all on Times Radio, slagging them off, calling them a dickhead and everything the other day. So, you know, it only works one way, doesn't it? Obviously.
Yeah. So none of them are dickheads, just him.
Again, no, he's being called a misogynist. And I think they really need a dictionary because that means the hatred of all women. No, he actually had a problem with one woman.
Yeah.
And he said what the problem was. And if you don't like it, you know what? Tough.
Well, I thought that she, because I listened to some of the things that she said and some of the things that she was talking about, and I thought she doesn't like men.
Exactly, yeah.
The word for that is misandry.
Yeah, well, they take no notice of that, mate.
No, so they get to say things, but if somebody else says something, I think what he turned around was he said that he wouldn't make love to her. Not his kind of woman.
No, not mine either.
No, I didn't. You know, what about, our lady Caroline Noakes calling for GB News to be taken off the air?
Yeah.
But GB News have just apologised, you know, for everything. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's time to be done with the likes of Ofcom and that and just let everyone say what they want to say. And if you don't like what you're listening to, don't listen to it.
That's it.
Let's have proper free speech.
Where's the right to be offended?
Stop this crybaby culture.
Whatever happened.
Said something mean.
On a serious note, over in South Africa, there's been a murder a week on farms over there. And now a race-baiting Marxist who loves singing Kill the Boer is set to become the vice president.
Ah, we touched on this a few months back, didn't we?
Indeed.
Yeah, we did. I thought we did. Yeah.
Right. And the guy that they killed...
No problem, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that they killed was a 79-year-old farmer, Mr. Becker. And I can't work out what these people are about. But I do know...
Revenge.
Revenge for what? They're killing these people.
For apartheid.
And they're killing their own economy at the same time. Because it is these farmers that actually turn the land into what it is or what it was. Because when these people get hold of it, that's it. It's finished.
Yeah, they don't know how to farm it.
They have no idea.
They're literally like cutting your nose off to spite your face.
They're like the New York mayor.
Yeah.
Let them find out the hard way. Hey?
Well, yeah. I mean, because they've always got their hands out with the begging bowls. That's how it's, you know, and you just, you know, I don't know.
All right. A bit like Labour. We'll be covering that later.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Hey, what about that tree, the Sycamore Gap tree?
Oh, sad.
Do you know that tree was over 200 years old and somebody cut it down?
A 16-year-old with a chainsaw? What's that about?
Well, it wasn't. He had to have had help to do it.
He must have done.
You know, it's as simple as that.
I cut down some conifers and that's hard work, I'm telling you. That was with a chainsaw.
What do you think is behind all the inflamed and enlarged costs of HS2?
People being useless, probably.
Well, Guy Adams of the Daily Mail thinks diversity is behind the HS2 costs. He thinks that's where all the money's gone.
Yeah, and that's pushed by stupidity and stupid people, so it's probably right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Useless.
What about
but
this?
But it's making a lot of money again.
Oh, yeah, somebody's dipping in. It's gone up to 110, 115 billion now. And originally it was supposed to cost 54 billion. I mean, it makes this country look like a laughingstock. I mean, China can put up buildings and build railways in weeks.
And the Dutch can build, like, stuff on water and everything within weeks.
I know, and... You know, it's just like a feeding fest for people to go make money out of public money, you know? But anyway, okay, here's another one. A Fiona Bateman caught a bike thief red-handed. I don't know, what did he do? Did he paint his hands red? What did the police do?
Nothing.
That's right. And then they told her off for picketing this guy's house that stole her bike.
Wow. Not only did he not deal with the crime, then they come for you when you try and deal with it.
When you try and deal with it.
Get lost.
And it was her son, Graham's, £450 mountain bike. Bold as brass, this woman said. It's not an unreasonable description for somebody stealing a large item in broad daylight in a suburban square in an Oxfordshire market town. So, beggars belief. So she picketed his house, put a sign on there, "Where's my bike, Dave?"
Is that it?
Yeah.
And she's the bad person. Yeah.
But she's the bad person.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I don't know. I'm just absolutely stupefied at the way that the police, they've got such a difficult job, though, haven't they?
What they do is they wait for them to be put on eBay, don't they? Like all the migrants are putting all the bikes on eBay and flogging them all, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or whatever you sell them on, Gumtree or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, is that what they're doing? Mm. I'm surprised, man. Yeah. I was down at a customer's today, Manchester, and she was away for a couple of days and she came back and her Mercedes had disappeared off the drive.
Well, the police came up to her and said told her the things that she could and she couldn't do. And the policeman said, she's not allowed to talk to Dave. She's not allowed to obstruct him. And she's not allowed to stand right outside his house.
No, she's literally allowed to citizen's arrest him, breach of the peace, under common law. They're talking through their rear end.
Right there. You're right.
So I'd just wait for him to come out the house and citizen's arrest him there and then. Get me bike back.
I don't know. It beggars belief.
Probably take some other stuff as well as compensation. Would that be theft?
Well, this woman was saying today the police have not been round. They just rang her, gave her a number. And she said, "I've been burgled. They come in through the back door and they've stolen a car off the drive." And they just said, "Nothing. Not interested.
Go and buy a new one." Tough.
Yeah, just claim on your insurance. That's the end of it.
But if you've heard of anyone being offensive on Twitter, give us a shout, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, it's just but they were promoting the other week how they're changing things and they're going to attend every burglary, etc.
Well,
it isn't happening. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
They're telling you lies. It's all pie rhetoric. In the sky.
It's rhetoric not, without action.
I wonder if someone stole something from the police station, what would happen?
Well, exactly.
A lot of interest, like
it's like instead of
just ring themselves up and go, "Don't worry about it. Just leave it."
It's like, who ate all the pies? No. Who stole all the policemen? Rishi Sunak. Honestly, God, what are we supposed to do in this country? It's a lot.
I'm surprised when you ring the police, you don't get through to like a South African or Indian call centre. It won't be long, will it? Honestly, this is another one of my predictions.
I rang the police about 3 weeks ago when somebody parked outside my garage and it took me 35 minutes to get through.
Wow. Good job it wasn't.
5 minutes. What if that had been, obviously you can ring 999, obviously.
So but, how does that work out for a 15-minute city as well?
Hang on. The other week we went through the crime commissioner was going through all the things that was so amazing that he's done. And bringing the time down on the calls is one of them apparently.
Well, it's obviously not he's not my crime commissioner then.
Well, you've seen what Mark Draycott is doing in Wales. And I saw a comment. This is no
communism.
Joke. No, 20 miles an hour. And somebody turned around and said, and I looked at it and I thought, wow, that's a great comment. And it said, he said that it's safer for people. So this woman turned around and said that, well, if it's safer, why don't you ban planes because 200 could get killed in one go if it crashes, you know? And do you know who that woman was? I looked down at the bottom and I saw it, and it was my wife. She put the comment down. And I said you made this comment. She said yes, annoyed of Ellesmere Port. And I just saw a name at the end of it, and I just thought, that is good. That's good. Now, here's a bad one here. This is a bad one. I wonder if this will come up at the Liberal Democrats conference. Our fella, Ed Davey, he earned £275,000 from the firm that hunted the postmasters. All right, now, are you catching that? He worked as a consultant, and yet, at the same time, he was a minister for the post offices. And it was just, it beggars belief. There was no mention of this. Okay,
this country is more corrupt than Africa.
Yeah. And, this guy who was the minister for post offices. And literally, he was working for the legal firm that were going after the postmasters. Couldn't make that up, could you?
They're all self-serving pigs.
Oh, there's no two ways about it. He was the Postal Affairs Minister, sorry, to be more exact. And he was approached by Alan Bates from the campaigning group Justice for Sub-Postmasters Alliance. Mr. Bates, who had sunk £65,000 into his own sub-post office in North Wales, lost everything when the post office terminated his contract in 2003 at 3 months' notice. He says he was axed because he was raising too many questions about the Horizon system. And he wrote to Davey saying, many people have been sent to prison, lost businesses and homes, and faced financial ruin by an organisation that will stop at nothing to keep the true facts behind its failing IT system from being exposed. In writing to you on behalf of the group, I'm asking for a meeting where we can present our case to you. Do you think they got the meeting?
No.
No.
Is he Davey from the earlier story that stole the bike?
No. That's a different thing. No, this guy stole common sense and just hid it away when he did what he did.
It'd be just the remit to invite them all to a meeting, but say, sorry, your questions aren't on the schedule.
Yeah, true enough. True enough. Yeah. You know,
and why have we not got a party called the Common Sense Party? Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
I'll get on to Steve, the Raven, see what he thinks.
Well, he trousered no less than about $275,000 from the firm. That's a small fortune. And that's the law firm that was employed by the organisation that Justice for Sub-Postmasters Alliance had been fighting, which was obviously, you know, the post office. So there you go. I bet you're not going to talk about that at the conference, are they?
No. Not until I bring it up.
No, you only found out about this after he left office. You know, so and the inquiry is still ongoing. So that's going to be interesting. And I think the comments are funny. The skeletons are coming out of the cupboard now. Bet Davey didn't want that to become public knowledge. Okay. Somebody else said that was in private eye. Stitch that in your pipe and smoke it, Davey.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, nothing will be done about it, will it?
No, he'll just have got away with it.
Yeah.
But there you go. So there's that. And that ends up the roundup for this week. And we're going to move on to the national. And this one is obviously going to be with Stats because he's been doing quite a bit of research on this. And Stats, I thought that there wouldn't be much to get out of the party conferences, but the Conservative Party conference has been really exciting, don't you think?
To say the least, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, let's put it this way. I've never seen Rishi Sunak battered by so many news people asking questions, especially about HS2. But there you go. Go ahead, Mark. Open it up. Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the HS2. What's the point of having a party conference to discuss political decisions if you tell people you don't want to talk about them? And that's what he said, wasn't it, in this behind the closed doors in whatever it was. He said he didn't want to discuss HS2. He's not there for that. I've got a feeling that's because it was in Manchester and maybe a few people in Manchester are not too happy.
Yeah.
But well, I noticed on the first day, James Cleverly did a speech and there was hardly anyone even there.
Yeah. It just
so a really, really poor attendance on. I think it was the Sunday.
Yep.
Not a good start.
Well, on the Sunday, I watched Koonsberg. I kept on calling it Koonsberg. Okay, but
am I right?
Koonsberg, and she absolutely demolished him. She demolished him, and it was just non-answer.
It's not hard, is it?
After non-answer. Yes, but you haven't answered the question. You know, we need to know. He said, well, we're doing so many of this, and we're doing this, and he tries to sort of cover it up. And I can hear all those people in the background, and he must have an earpiece on because people are actually must be giving him some form of instruction. He must be getting it from, off stage somewhere. Because I'm sorry, but every single response, and I'm sure you probably found it as well, Mark, when you looked, the Sky News reporter, she went at him, similar questions. Susanna Reid, she went at him and talking about, the things that are not happening, people having to make choices between heating or eating and how bad it is. And she gave him examples and she said, you're just not in touch with reality. You would never have to go through that. And that's true. He is not in touch with reality. He says he is. But the other big thing I noted is that his own party, they're turning against him.
Not just the party, though, John. You've got one of the main donors there. Was it Lord Krudas? That's said, right?
Yeah.
And he's of the Conservative Democratic Organization. So he's a bit miffed off because, well, there's been no democracy. He wasn't voted in, was he, Rishi?
No.
And he's called for all the donors to boycott the Conservative Party.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna cost them big. And also, I heard...
Millions.
I heard that the...
What's going on?
Yeah, they'll have a crowdfunder, won't they, soon?
Yeah, of course they will.
Well, I heard that the Iceland boss has resigned from the party. How about that?
The little fella.
Yeah.
Is that right, Tim?
He's resigned.
All right, so it is actually falling apart then, isn't it?
Yeah. And so the likelihood of him calling the election in May is getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer because he cannot. He should by rights go to the people because he's not elected. He hasn't got a mandate. And I laughed when I saw Nigel Farage at the conference.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that, Mark?
I was just about to say, I've not really paid attention to some of the speeches and the interviews because, quite frankly, I've been listening to them for years and they're just full of crap. So I've been more interested in what's going on the fringes. Some of these breakaway groups and all this stuff that's going on, including Farage, he seemed to be the star of the show, didn't he? And him and Priti Patel looked like they've got a little thing going. They were singing, what were they singing? Can't keep my eyes off you or something.
Yeah, something like that.
She just kept praising him. So I'm wondering, why is he there? Like the star of the show, and what is going on behind the scenes?
Well, when he was walking around, all these, the younger ones were going up to him to get a selfie with him. And quite literally, I was imagining Rishi Sunak creeping about in the background, looking to see what's going on, and everybody ignoring him.
A bit like Joe Biden at the UN or whatever. Everyone's just like, forget him.
Sunak has actually been well overlooked in this.
Oh, yeah.
How many selfies do you reckon he got asked for?
None.
like say with Farage, I mean, don't forget though, he is the presenter of the year.
Yes,
he's got an award for presenter of the year. That's why he was there. Sky News has been there. Yep. Talk TV were there earlier on in the week. So Farage is there on behalf of GB News, which is that's the reason he's there.
Well, actually,
no other alternative meeting.
He said he wasn't there as reporting for GB News.
Oh, right.
Which makes you wonder why was he there.
Oh,
he did no reporting or nothing. He was just there. Did anyone see the who was it? Someone got thrown out of Braverman's speech.
Oh yeah,
I got his name
today. Yeah.
Yep.
Andrew Boff.
Yeah.
Funny name. Apparently, she was talking trash about gender ideology. Oh God, another one who lives in a deluded world of a million genders. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was dragged out, and then the biggest cheer was for when Suella said she closed all the migrant hotels.
But, when they say that the truth of the matter is, it's just rhetoric.
Yeah, but they can't do it. If you're in the ECHR, you cannot do it.
Yeah, I'll be out of that, hopefully.
But what, they won't isn't come the at? ECHR supposed to protect our own people?
No.
Now, we can protect our own people, no problem. Just with the right people in charge. These bunch of bandits, mate, no one's going to protect us. I still think she's Suella's the best choice for PM, with Cammy as her deputy.
Well, and Pretty backing them up as well. I mean, I have to say, Farage slaughtered Braverman. He just laughed at her speech. Just laughed at her.
Oh, it's empty words again, but if you're looking for someone who's saying the right things and might be able to do some of it, maybe, probably not, but then I think she's got to be the choice, not this globalist. Well,
there was something that she said that was absolutely true.
Oh, everything she's saying is true, but will she get it all done, Trev? No?
No. She won't get it done. But what she was saying about this hurricane that's coming. Hurricane that's coming, it's already arrived.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely
they
true.
Started hurricane. It's been going since 2010.
as we're on about this, I've got some figures here today, which Stats will definitely know about them, but...
Yeah, but no, I'll just pretend to, yeah.
Yeah, we've got... you know, what is going on? What's going on? Because
they're crippling this country, and people are making a lot of money.
But they're being allowed. They're being allowed to do it. So
that's right.
Anything that is not common sense, right? There's an agenda. What is the agenda? We don't know. It's going to come.
Well, you've noticed a lot of the disaffected people are holding the fringe meetings, and you know, I'm talking about Truss, Jacob Rees-Mogg, Priti Patel, you know, and they're holding a growth rally. Designed to hold Sunak's feet to the fire. I thought when they said they're holding a growth rally, are they going to like sort of find some magic way to make him taller?
Make him a bit taller, yeah. Some bigger shoes.
Put him in a grow bag. We've got, in this country, we've got 260,000 homeless.
Yep.
260,000.
Oh, it's bad news. Streets. Bad news.
On the streets. And we've got 30,000 of them at ex-army, the veterans. Yeah. 30,000 of them. And these, is that not creating resentment and racism?
Yes.
When they see all these young men put up in these 5-star hotels, 3 meals a day and everything, and there's 260,000 homeless. I heard a story today. I haven't seen it yet. I've been busy for the last few days, but something about a 98-year-old ex-military man, a veteran. He's got his eviction notice to move out of his home. 98 years of age, he fought for this country. And I've not got the full story yet, so I can't really comment on it. Whether he's in a rented housing or not, I don't know.
Either way, Trev, I think the government should be stepping in here and the Ministry of Defence.
They should be doing something.
Let's take some money from the migrant hotels and put this fella in. He probably hasn't got that many years left in him, has he? Come on.
No,
but I mean, I haven't seen the full story, so I can't really comment on it. But it was just something I heard on the radio the other day. So like I said, I've not seen the story, so we can't really go into that. But it's creating this incredible resentment. It's all going off in Wales around Llanelli.
All those areas, they've had enough.
They blocked one hotel off completely, and the Home Office have had to change the plans. They've now left the hotel and said, right, we're not putting magnets in it. So it can be done.
Yeah.
The hotel's totally trashed as well, by the way. I've seen it's the same one. They've took videos of inside of it, and it's...
Oh, yeah, they've wrecked it. Yeah.
Right, okay, well, let's move on, because we've got some interesting things to talk about in our local slot. Okay. First one up, Cheshire West and Chester. Yes, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, is this the borough plan?
Yep. Join the conversation.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Cheshire and Cheshire West are developing their borough plan for 24 to 28 to set out their shared vision and priorities for West Cheshire. So the lovely council leader there, what's she saying? We're all going to have a say, are we? Okay.
You can have a say. I mean, they'll just completely ignore you, but you can have a say.
Yeah. I'm going to say if I have a say, it will not be listened to.
These are the 5 questions that they're asking. You ready?
I was going to do that. What are you doing?
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll do it. All right. Thank you. Yeah, I will. I will do it. Okay. Thank you.
Go on. You got permission.
What do you like most about life in your community? What would improve life in your community?
Getting rid of the politicians, especially Labour.
What do you think local public services could do to help improve life in West Cheshire?
Run properly.
What do you think local people could do to help improve life in West Cheshire?
Stop voting for Labour.
Yep, I'll move out the area.
What one thing would make West Cheshire a better place to live in 10 years' time?
An atom bomb. Labour. Sorry, go on, what
every
you say,
single Jim? Answer there was get rid of Labour. Get rid of Labour.
We'll get rid of all the parties.
We don't need any politicians. We just need people to actually do the job of running the council. That's it. We do not need these politicians because, in actual fact, they're not accountable. Now, I'm going to give you, before we go on to Trevor with his local, I'm going to give you, are you listening to this now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what it is about the Labour members and what they're supposed to do. Now, remember now, we made a complaint. A complaint about Louise Gittins not responding to us. Now, listen to this. A member of the Labour Party makes a pledge. I pledge to act within the spirit and rules of the Labour Party in my conduct, both online and offline, with members and non-members, and I stand against all forms of abuse.
Nah. You mean like F the Tories and calling them scum? Like that, yeah?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
I commit to treating all those I encounter with respect and courtesy, whether or not they are in the Labour Party or a member of the public.
Ah, like a protest when they scream Nazi at everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Just like all the Jewish members, just like that, yeah.
Yeah. Whilst I am at Labour Party meetings, on the doorstep, in a campaigning environment, on social media, or in any Labour Party gathering, I will listen to others' viewpoints, participate inclusively, and challenge appropriately. Conduct reasoned arguments and not talk over others.
Oh, can I just come in on the conduct reasoned arguments? Is that like saying a woman can have a penis or calling Brexit voters racist?
Yep.
Or silly names like fascist?
Yeah.
And they've, I had no idea what any of them words mean.
Yeah.
Can somebody tell my MP then? Because my MP, she's told one of her constituents to F off.
Ah.
And as Jonathan has just said, she was chanting at some concert, F the Tories, F the Tories.
Ah.
What a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, it does say use appropriate non-offensive language. So scum. Yeah, that fits the bill, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
F off, that's not offensive.
But they're listening to others' viewpoints. Is that like the council leader when she ignores our questions?
Yeah, that's right.
And basically telling us that they're unaccountable. Like that, yeah?
Yeah, well, she's supposed to conduct reasoned arguments and not talk over others. Well, we don't even get a chance to hear her talk over anybody because she doesn't answer questions. And she's not liable to answer questions.
Don't worry, sir. The Labour Party rules say they may be sanctioned, but we know that's not true because the Tony Corbyn, because he was a threat. And as Trev just said, his MP's made of Teflon. She gets away with anything. And then you've got the acid woman who threatened to acid attack. She's back in Parliament, so it's all good. Them rules holding firm, just like the council's codes of conduct, eh?
Yeah, but the actual
paragraph reads as follows. I understand that if found to be in breach of the Labour Party's codes of conduct, guidelines, policies, and procedures on online and offline abuse, and if I fail to treat those I encounter with respect and courtesy, I will be subject to and may be sanctioned in accordance with the rules and procedures of the Labour Party. Now, hands up, everybody, all digital hands up. Should we make a complaint to the Labour Party?
Yes.
Yes.
I totally agree.
That's unanimous.
But that there, what you was actually reading there, Jonathan, the headline of it is Labour members.
I know, whether they're Labour members or not. Okay. Yeah.
No, they're rules for the Labour members, not the MPs. They can do what they want.
They're
a council leader, can't they? She's got to be a member of the Labour Party, surely.
We've got to get her on this then. You know, they
she's
commit.
Not a member party, the Labour Party member, then there's something wrong.
The members' pledge is that they commit to treating all those they encounter with respect and courtesy, whether or not they are in the Labour Party or a member of the public. So, we're members of the public.
Well, yeah, and like I say, my MP told her constituent to go F yourself. They were the words.
This is just positive verbiage. They all do it. No one ever is held to account on any of this stuff. It's all to sound nice and lovely and, oh, look what we do.
Well, I'm going to go through those because I'm not very happy that I'm dealing with a group of people who have not been DBS checked. I don't know who they are. I don't know them well enough. And yet some of these people could be governors in schools.
They probably are, yeah.
And so why should they not be DBS checked? I can't think of a single reason why they shouldn't be. So I'm going to send this podcast to Louise Gittins and I'm going to make it clear to her and any member of the Labour Party that if we find that there is a complaint to be made to the Labour Party under their own rules, then we will do so. And if they don't do anything about it, well, then we'll also report on that. What say you, Statsman?
Yeah, I'm not optimistic, to be honest, because, again, it's another it's another example of someone marking their own homework, and we know how that ends, don't we?
Yeah.
We've just had it with the council, so it'll be the same thing, won't it? They'll say, oh, there's those UKIP, oh, ex-UKIP racists complaining about stuff. Just ignore them.
I think it should be stated. It should be stated.
Oh, it should, yeah. I mean, there was some other funny stuff in that in those rules, but I think we'll probably have to move on. So,
yeah,
and I'll probably upset a few people.
I mean, I've actually written to Mr. Stammer.
Did you get a reply?
Damn a chameleon about my MP. And no, I haven't got a reply.
Well, you didn't get a reply.
Anybody.
Well, then we should complain about him as a Labour member not living up to his pledge.
Well, yeah. Did he listen
to the viewpoints of others?
Yes, my next list will be going off to the NEC.
Oh, very good.
They'll be receiving a copy of my my information.
You need to send it to somebody that really, really, really doesn't like Starmer because the enemy of my enemy is a brilliant tactic. Send it to people that don't like him.
People who can read.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I mean, it's going to say.
I've got half a brain cell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think we've just got to pick them up. I think I completely agree with you, Jonathan. We've got to sit down. We've got to go through these rules that are there. I should say the joke book. You go through the joke book, and then what we're going to do is we're just going to pick them up on. We'll pick them up on a dozen things. God. Let's do that.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to move on, and the headline is, and this is with you, and this is the last of the podcast. Help to elect Labour in Culcheth, Glasbury, and Croft.
Yeah, in these beautiful little villages in it's just off Warren Nation Street, actually.
All right, okay. And
we've not had an episode for a while.
No, we need one
to go at.
We need one. Well, they've achieved £130 of a £750 target.
Oh well.
And the project is supposed to fund the election of councillors for Warrington Borough Council, Culcheth and Glasbury Parish Council, and Croft Parish Council. And there was a warning in there that at any point there could be a general election where we need to re-elect our MP for Warrington North, Charlotte Nichols. So,
and a brother. Don't forget a brother.
Oh, yes. Trevor. Trevor Nichols. Yeah, but he came from the renegade side of the family because he's just a political whore, her brother. Yeah.
As we've said in many an episode, that I've had more parties than Mick Jagger.
Indeed,
which I will admit to. I don't mind admitting to that.
Well, go on, Trevor. This has got to be your thing.
Well, I mean, on the story, I mean, the target is £750. What's that gonna do?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
might just about buy the leaflets. Well, probably get a couple of boxes for a couple of awards off the 130.
Well, they won't get the beers. No, the reasoning is if they don't reach a target of 750, they don't get it at all. They have to achieve that target. And that target's got to be hit by the 9th of November. So TikTok, right? And I know they only had £80 yesterday. And that £130, by the way, came off 5 donations.
Yeah. All right.
One of them was the guy who did the crowdfund.
Yeah, and I think 3 of them are off Charlotte, I should imagine.
The anonymous ones, yeah.
The anonymous ones.
Some crazy person's just given 50 quid. Wow, must be flush.
No, that'd be Charlotte.
But what? Charlotte. Tell me something. Tell me. How is it that everybody votes for these people, but nobody is willing to stick their hands in their pockets to help fund them?
Because Rusty Nail did one. Rusty Nail did one for his court case and got back 11 quid.
didn't even cover his train fare.
Didn't even cover his train fare. Now, Labour have got the begging bowl out, and I can't remember seeing this, you know, before. I can't remember seeing this.
I can't work it out. Why? They get in every single time, but nobody's willing to stick their hands in their pockets.
No, I mean, I will be setting up what they call
a GoFundMe.
GoFund. I was going to say a thing. Yeah. A GoFund. I will be doing it for myself because it's very, very expensive to set up a campaign.
I've got 50 pence here for you, Trevor.
I know that.
Well,
is it
going to go to Richard Tice? I just want to know.
Well, this is what let's not go into that at this point. That's another episode. Now, it's just gone up, as Jonathan said, to £130. It's been 80 for about 4 days. And that's off, like I said, five donations. So they've only got till the 9th of November to achieve that.
And then
that
what
target.
Happens then? Yeah. Do they self-destruct?
Yeah, they just self-destruct. Yeah, what happens is if they don't reach a target, then it just doesn't work. They don't receive the funding. So if they only get £740, then the money's just returned to the people that donated it.
They're not getting it, mate. 2016, they did the same thing. Do you want to have a guess what they got?
Go on.
440, seems you never guess. 8 people.
In 2016, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I Googled to look for that one, and I got the old one.
Oh, brilliant. Right. Well done, Stats. Well done.
Well done. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
That's when I stood in 2016.
They got 440 quid. That's the same amount of votes I got in the election.
Hey, what? You got £440 for going in for the election? That's called fraud. You were paid. You were paid to stand.
In fact, no, I thought quite underpaid that. If you're looking at the likes of Davey, who gets 275,000.
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
Quotes of the campaign. I love this. I absolutely love this. This is what they're standing on. This is their campaign mantra, is it, I should say? 1, Labour are working hard all year round, not just when there is an election. Oh, my God. We haven't seen anything of that shot for the first 3 years.
No, nothing.
Now, all of a sudden, she's asking for all the... Me and my team will work out, give us your cases, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Sorry for that.
So, like you said, worse last week.
Number two, but to deliver to our communities and bring about transformational changes. Mm. What a joke. The potholes of God, it's like there was a sketch the other day with Jack off Titanic. He fell down a pothole. And they're doing transformational changes. Well, yeah, exactly. Right. And when you elect Labour representatives, you know what their priorities are. Fuck, you're dead right there.
Yeah.
Give themselves a pay rise.
Yeah, give themselves a pay rise straight away. And if we're doing, because we're in for the next 4 years.
You know what their priorities are. Right. So we work hard all year round. Now, that's the biggest complaint I get. People are continually pulling me up in the street.
Why do you keep on falling down?
Yeah, that's another story. That's for another episode. We'll have loads of episodes coming
up. It's Trevor again. Lift him up. Get him up.
We can't even get hold of him. This is what they say. They never reply to me emails. They never reply. They never return any calls or anything. And this is the same with Louise Gittins, as we've done.
Yep.
We tried to contact her, and it's there is no accountability. They don't have to reply. Well, I'm sorry, they shouldn't be in office. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, they don't have to reply, and they're not actually liable for any of the bad decisions they make that lose money. They're not liable for it. Legally, they're not liable for it.
Well,
they can just walk away.
They're in that position. You should be accountable and you should be liable.
God, if they were, do you think Warrington would be 2 point whatever it is, billion in the red?
Ah, well, now this is my footnote. I'm glad you brought that up because Rusty Nail is starting a crowdfunder.
What for?
That's it.
To cover the target is 1.8 billion.
Well, judging by 2016, that's going to take a while.
Let me get on the phone to Elon and see if he fancies chucking in a few mil.
No, sorry, no, hang on. No, no, he's already done it. It's called council tax. Sorry, I've got this up on. Yeah, but Rusty Nails, he's going to start one to raise 1.8 billion to get us out of debt. And I'm backing him. I'm fully backing him. I will be giving him the 50 pence, as you earlier said, Jonathan.
Well, okay. Well,
like bloke. You know what I think of him.
Yes, indeed. And... Yep. I know what I think right now. Okay, the Raven, in your absence, we're going to go raid the digital bank and we're going to take the money out and we're buying ourselves a digital drink on Steve. Thank you very much.
Leave a note like Labour did in 2010.
Yeah.
Oh. The money's gone. Steve's paying.
Yeah, Steve's paying.
He's paying. It's on his card.
That's it. That's
Before
it.
We move on, have we missed him?
No, not at all.
No, me neither.
No, I've missed you, Steve. Bye!
You get lost.
I've missed you.
Jesus. All right, okay. Shout-outs and shout-downs. Go ahead. Who wants to go first, Mark or Trevor?
I've got one here. I've got a good shout-out to a company called Sankey Bridge Autos on the old Liverpool Road in Warrington.
Oh, yeah.
What an excellent company. They've sorted all my car out this week, as they do on the day. For me, I mean, they do it on the day for me, obviously, because it's my brother. I'm sorry, since I said that, and my nephews. So a big shout out to Sankey Bridge Autos on Liverpool Road, and they're no relatives of mine, but it's an excellent company and well worth attending.
Okay.
And my shout down is just these conferences. I just can't put up with the silly season. And no wonder they call it the silly season. It's because it's full of clowns, which is the Conservatives and the Labour's. And Lib Dems, well, that speaks for itself. So there we go.
If they've got people leaving them and also big donors urging people to hold back on spending any money with them, then they are in big trouble.
They've got a problem.
I think all the parties are in big trouble. Go ahead, Mark. What are your shout outs and shout downs?
Well, I've got a quote. Oh, and I'll do a quick shout down to hairdressers. Why are they never open?
They're never open on Monday.
They're never open on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday. They're never open when I go anyway.
You want to go to the Turks?
No, I don't. I had a lucky escape in one of them the other week where I saw what they did to the lad who was in the chair. So I left and the lad after me was not impressed. I could see it coming. So I was like, they've given us drinks and everything when we sat down. We drunk them and then left.
They only need razors, don't they?
Yeah.
It's about half an hour. And he was plucking things out of his face. And, oh, mate, he just shaved up the back of his head without blending it in. And I was like, son, let's go. We just bailed.
We are away.
Yeah. And I've got a quote.
Go on.
I got this one. Another one from, I think it was from the Gazelle. So you've got to teach this to your children and grandchildren. Important quote. History is not there for you to like or dislike. It's there for you to learn from it. And if it offends you, even better, because then you are less likely to repeat it. It's not yours to erase or destroy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
that just about sums it up.
I've got a massive shout down, and that's to all the politicians at all the party conferences. Wake up. This country is going the wrong way. Going the wrong way completely, and you're hurting the people with the lies. And the lies, and more of the lies. Wake up. There you go. That's mine. And
they know, John. They know. Well, she's told them.
Yeah, they know. I said, at a meeting last night, I was at a meeting, attended very, very well, actually. And I've said, you know, you can complain as much as you want to complain, but you will not change anything in this country until you change the voting system.
It's dying. It's completely dying. They've ruined everything.
The two at the top will never, ever change the laws because they're just swapping places, milking the system and taking the money.
Yep.
And they'll never change until we change the voting system and we get them back on their tiptoes, being frightened of their positions.
Everybody in this country is looking over their shoulders, Trevor, all the time. They're living in a constant state of fear, whether they can feed their kids, whether they can clothe their kids, whether they've broken the speed limit. You know, it's got to end. It's got to end. Whether or not they're pronouncing somebody's pronoun correctly, get lost, right? And get rid of all this stuff. Unelected people that are influencing people like, you know, the LGBTIQ plus LMNOP people. You know, advising the NHS, get them out. Get them out. We do not need them. Go ahead, Mark.
The only way to fix it, we need to get rid of political parties, I'm sorry, but they only work for their own benefits or against each other. They don't work for the people. The people aren't their priority. It's to stay in power and get one up on each other.
Yep.
And while they're constantly bickering, the public suffer. I think I've said this before, but yeah. I think this is the only way. And if there's no agenda, then is there? Because as we found out, the councillors, the local councillors admitted to us, they vote on a whip. So they do what they're told.
Yeah.
They're not voting on these policies. So they can consult you and tell you you can be involved, but it's all a facade.
Okay. Well, we are commenting about these things and we are saying these things. And if they had even just a modicum of shame, they would just start saying, we're not living this way anymore. And on that note, let's say, thank God that is all over. Steve, we didn't miss you. Hello, what did you say? I said, Steve, we didn't miss you.
And I said, thank God the Raven's not coming.
Love you, Steve.
No, we don't.
Love you.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, night.
We don't know. He might be being detained at His Majesty's pleasure. You don't know.
Yeah, luck, yeah.
Any luck. All right. Well, in that case, then, say goodnight, goodbye, whatever you want, Mark, because he's not here.
I want to say farewell to all our lovely listeners and, of course, you guys. And come back, Steve. We're only joking. We miss you, I promise.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Trevor.
That's a mistake, basically. Well, I think I'll just spend about 15 minutes now. We've got all this time left.
I know. That music.
Just go over the reformed policies. spend about half an hour on that now, Steve.
I feel a mute coming on.
Thanks, Steve. I've taken over your role now, Steve. Steve.
Well.
Yeah. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
And most of all to Steve.
Bye. Oh, that was good. Do you know what? He is going to say something, you know, the next time. I don't
know. Not if he's muted.
The answer to everything.